Amen, amen. Can we give a hand for our worship team? Awesome, awesome. What's up, guys? My name is Reed Towns. I'm here on the students team at Watermark. My job specifically is regeneration for students. And if you're not sure what that is, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you've been with us here at Wake for a while, we are right now in between series. Next week, Luke is going to be flipping us through Philippians. Do you like that? It's good. But we're going to go through Philippians next week. But this week, we have a special talk. We are just going to be talking about regeneration for students, which is coming up here in a few weeks, starting January 23rd on Monday nights for 12 weeks. But we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But my name is Reed. To give you just a little bit of a background story on me, I grew up kind of all over the place. My family moved around a bunch growing up. And so one of our moves, right in the middle of high school for me, after I finished my sophomore year of high school, we moved to Houston, Texas. Anybody here from Houston? No, you guys are all from Dallas. Oh, there's some Houston. Wow. When I moved to Houston, Texas, my older brother was 2 years older, so he had just graduated high school, and he went on to college. And so I was the oldest in the house, and I had two younger siblings, okay? And because I was the oldest, what that meant is I got to choose which room I wanted in our new house first, okay? So we had three rooms to choose from. There was a gray room, there was a blue room, there was a yellow room. The gray room was the biggest room in the upstairs part of the house. And so we walked around upstairs. I looked at the rooms. I was like, hey, I'm the biggest. I should have the biggest room. I'm the oldest. I get to choose first. I get to have the biggest room. So I found my siblings for it. I'm way stronger than them. So it worked out in my favor. I got the biggest room, and my two sisters did not. I'm stronger than both of them, thankfully. But I lived in this room for 2 years, my junior, my senior year of high school. And partway through my senior year, one of my buddies came over to my house, and I was walking him around the house, showing him the house. Here's the kitchen, here's the living room, here's the backyard, here's my parents' room, here's my room, here's my sister's room, here's the living room, whatever. We walked through, we finished the tour of the house, and he stops and he goes, all right, but like, where's your room? And I'm like, I showed you my room. We walked back up to my stairs, and I'm like, this is my room. Now, I had decorated this room a little bit, just with some manly, cool stuff, some trophies to put it on the wall, some athletic achievements, some posters, some like a sword that my dad had given me. It's on the wall. It's the manliest room in the whole house, gotta be honest. Super cool. And I'm like, this is my room. Obviously, you must have missed it. And he goes, dude, this can't be your room. This is not your room. And at that point, I'm a little offended of like, this is the biggest room. I'm the biggest. It's the manliest room. I'm the manliest. It's an athletic room. I'm pretty athletic. But it's got to be my room. And something else you should know about me, side story real quick. Something you should know about me personally is I have a deficiency. Now, what that deficiency is, medical call it, color vision deficiency. Now, I lack the ability to see red and green colors. And to show you an example of that, Luke has prepared an example here on the screen. These are two pictures, and Luke has, this is the first time I'm seeing this as well. And to be honest with you, Luke won't tell me which picture is the correct one because I see those as the same. Those are the same for me, is a very, very gray kind of outside of that. And so what you can guess, back to that story, I chose the biggest gray room. And he said, dude, this can't be your room. And I'm like, why could this not be my room? And he goes, dude, your room's pink. I said, what? Mom, is my room pink? And she goes, oh, he told you? So what had happened is we moved in this new house, and my parents took on a couple of new jobs, new tasks around the house, putting in some new flooring, stuff like that. They didn't want to take on another task, so they would tell people, hey, Reed's colorblind. He doesn't know his room's pink. If you could not tell him, that would be great so we don't have to repaint his room. And so I lived my junior and senior year of high school in a pink room. So it did not matter what I put on the walls. It was a pink room. No matter how manly I thought it was the girliest room in the house. And it was awesome. The reason I tell you this story is because in our lives, the things around us, the issues, the struggles, the sin, the pain, the hurt in our lives, sometimes it can be all around us. We can be surrounded by it, but a lot of times for us, especially in middle school, it can be hard to see it. And so for you in your lives, what I want you to think about is Are there sins, are there struggles, are there hurts, are there pains, are there hurtful habits in your life that are just hard to see? That it might be hard to recognize it. Even if you do recognize it or see it, you might try to hide it. For me in my life, I couldn't see the issue that was happening in my room. And then when I did know about it, I tried to hide it, and I didn't want people to come. I put more stuff on the walls. It was an issue in my life. And so for us, what that can look like practically, in middle school especially, our issues, our problems in our life, our struggles can be small. They can seem small, like small struggles in our life. They can feel non-existent in our life, like they're not real, they're not there. They can be confusing, hard to understand, not sure what's happening in our life. What are these issues? They can be unidentifiable. You might not know how, what to call it or how to deal with it. And so what happens in our life is in middle school, at this point in your life, it can seem small, but what happens in life is you continue to walk through life, those struggles, those issues in our life grow into much bigger things. That the small issues become big issues. That the things in our life that feel non-existent, that are not real, it could become ignorance. Of if you don't recognize it now, you don't recognize it later, and you're the only one that doesn't see this issue in your life. And the people around you all can see it, but you can be blind to it. The things that are confusing in our life right now can be misleading later in life, that you can do something for a reason that's not accurate. And then the things that are unidentifiable become deflecting, and that when you don't know what the issue is, you start to blame it on other things rather than solve that issue for yourself. And so at Region for Students, what we do is a place for everybody to come. This is not just a place for people that are dealing with big issues. This is a place for everybody. We believe that some of the healthiest people at Watermark are at Regeneration. There's Regeneration big for adults, and there's Regeneration for Students, which is what we go through, which is a 12-week program, and it is an awesome additional discipleship program here at Watermark. And one of the things that we say is it's a place that if you have issues in your life, it's a place where you can find peace in your past, that the things in your past that have affected you or hurt you or wounds that are in your past, you can find peace there of decisions you've made or anything like that. You can find peace in your future of not worrying about the future or the things to come or not being anxious or upset or scared of what's going to happen. And you can find peace right here in the here and now in the things that are going on in your life at this moment. And so it's an awesome place. It's a place if you have broken or messy relationships in your life right now, whether it's friends or family, if it's a place where if you have harmful habits that you want to talk through and walk through, we can help with that. It's unwanted or confusing feelings in your life. If you've got those in your life and you want to be, there's a place where you can talk about those things. If you have shameful or regretful decisions that you've made in your life, it's a place where we get to come and we get to talk about those. And we're surrounded by people. All of us have made some decisions like that. Toxic or tough or unfair situations that have happened to you or you've been a part of in your life, things like that. And then scary temptations that are in your life. If there's a temptation or there's a want in your life that's going on that's kind of you're confused about or thinking, why do I struggle with this? Why am I wanting this? It's a place where we get to come and we get to deal with that and talk about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a crash course on Regeneration for Students of all the things that we walk through in just a few minutes of time. And so what this isn't is this is not the entire 12 weeks. So you can't go home and say, Mom, we did Regeneration for Students at church today. I'm good. We did it. This is not the whole thing. This is just a crash course on what Regeneration for Students is. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the steps of healing at Regeneration for Students. And so what it is we have the acronym HEALING. And we walk through each letter of healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healing. If you didn't know how to spell it, it's right there on the board. And if you're taking notes, I encourage you to write that down. What we're going to start with the first one, H. H stands for help. Now, help is the first step in anything that you want to do, because it is a sign of maturity in you. It's a humbleness and humility of you being able to go, hey, I would like some help on this. It's not a shameful thing to ask for help, but the dependency on others is what God has created us for. A dependency for Him is what God has created us for. And so if dependency is the goal, then our weakness and our struggles are an advantage to us to need Him more. The verse that goes along with that is Luke 18, verse 9 through 14. It just says this. It's a parable that Jesus told about Pharisees and tax collectors. And he says this. He says, he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves. that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "Lord, I thank you that I am not like other men, extorters, unjust, adulterers, and even like that tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but he beat his chest, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." And so there's two different people here. There's one that says, "Hey, I'm good. I got it all together." And the other guy says, "Hey, I want some help. I am a sinner. I know it, and I need God." And God tells us that if we humble ourselves, the Lord is faithful and just to bring us to him. So the next one, E, in help, is E, entirely trust God. And so just like we said there, is that we would entirely trust God with all of our bodies. So these are the first two and primary steps in regeneration, for instance, that you would admit and you would confess that you need some help, that you are able to walk humbly with the Lord, and then we trust God that he is the answer to all of our issues. That it's not just a 12-step program. It's not just being able to read your Bible more. It's not just getting your life right, but it's trusting and entirely trusting your whole life to the Lord. The verse that goes along with this is John 12, 44 through 46. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you guys to follow along, or if you have a really great memory, you could just recite it back to yourself. But John 12, 44 through 46, it says this, "And Jesus cried out and said, 'Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. Whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that whoever believes in me shall not remain in darkness.'" And so guys, at Regeneration for Students and here at Wake and at Shoreline, all the ministries here, we believe that God is the answer to our biggest problem. God is the answer to our big issues and our small issues, that the Lord is just and right and good, and he loves you, and he wants you to walk in freedom and in peace in your life. And so we believe that we entirely trust God. That is a huge step for us at Regeneration for Students. The third one, H-E-A. A is assess the situation. That we go through a process called assessment or inventory, and we walk through what are the things in your life. How do you see and navigate the issues that are going in your heart, your brain, and your story? And how do you take an account of that? What that looks like is a lot of just being able to get curious. Why do I have these feelings? Why do I have these thoughts? Why do I have these temptations in my life? Is there a hurt that I have caused? Is there a hurt that someone has caused towards me? And so we assess the situation. We take an account of what's going on in our life. Psalm 139 says this. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way or offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That the Lord takes an account of our hearts, that he knows what's going on in your heart, that you can't hide anything from God, that he knows your thoughts, he knows your feelings, he knows what's going on. And when you share those, when you get them out, when you're able to take an assessment and take a look and get curious about the things going on in your heart and your life, that's when you get to walk in healing. That's when you get to walk in good health in those things mentally and in your heart as well. And so the next one, fourth, L, what comes after that, L is life change. Life change is just us talking about how because of your life with the Lord, because of your commitment to the Lord and new life in Christ, that it's changed everything about you, that it's changed your situation, it's changed how you see things in the world, it's changed how you see friendships, it's changed how you see loving others, it's changed how you see the things around you in your world. And so one of the examples that we give at Regeneration for Students is just to get out of the cage. That a lot of times in our life, it can look like us walking in sin, walking in a cage with a lion in it. And what we say is, hey, get out of the cage. Change your environment. Change the things that are going on in your life. Get away from those sins and those struggles, those issues in your life. And so if we talked to you today and said, hey, right outside past those doors, past Parker out there, there's a lion out there, and he's walking around, and he's looking to eat you guys afterwards. But it's going to be fine. You can just walk out there, and the lion, he may not eat you. He may get someone else, but he's going to be right outside those doors when you're out of here. And so make sure you talk to your parents as you're on your way out. But the truth is, there's not a lion. But if there was, it would change the way that you would walk out those doors. If there was a lion, if you knew that there was a lion, there was a danger out there, it would change the way you'd walk out those doors. You'd probably want to run. You'd probably walk with somebody. You may even want to take the back door. Or you might just want to stay in here. But there's a way that it changes our life when we know that there is a enemy out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy, that wants to destroy your life. And so one of the things, the verses that we talk about with that one is 1 Peter 5:8. It says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And so we have a real enemy out there. And so how does our life change because of what Christ has done in our life, and how's that affected all of us? The next one, H-E-A-L, we're at heel, now we're in I-N-G. So these are some actions, because I-N-G is a part, it makes it an action. You guys understand it. There's a couple things. I'm actually not great at English, but it's a second language, but I don't have a first. All right, initiate reconciliation, guys, is I. And so for us at Regeneration for Students, we believe that when you're at peace with all people, when you're at peace at people that are made in the image of God, it helps us and allows us to be at peace with God. And so what we want to do, and we want to start good habits with this, as you reconcile with the people around you, that people that you may have hurt and people that may have hurt you, that you would seek reconciliation, that you would seek to be at peace with the people around you in your life, that you would walk in a way with others that are able to lock arms with you, like small groups or leaders or people in your life that you love to be around, or even your own family, that it would affect your life and it would affect their lives as well. If we had a lion out there, you would not want to go out there by yourself. And so we believe that it is important for you to be locked arms with people around you and have good relationships that are uplifting, that are encouraging you, that are pointing you to Christ. The verse that goes along with this is Colossians 1, 20 through 22. It says, through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach to him. That God, that Christ has reconciled us back in relationship with God. That because of our sin, we have a broken relationship with the Lord. And he has reconciled us back into that good relationship with the Lord, that we are able to walk with him and to know God. And so for us, that it would be an example to us that we would practice the same thing, that because of our sin and shame or things in our life, that we have broken relationships with the people around us, that you may not like them, they may hurt you, you may have hurt them. But the example that Christ has given us an example of reconciliation, that you would bring those relationships back together, that you would be at peace with all people, and that would affect your life in a lot of really cool ways. The next one in is new habits. New habits, we want to practice new habits that you would walk out of the doors of Regeneration for Students and go, oh, wow, I want to do something different with my life. That it would not be the same, that you would not be the same, that you would not go back to the old habits of right before, that you would change the steps in your life. For me, a personal story for myself is I used to look at my phone a ton before I went to bed. I'd be stuck on Instagram. I'd be scrolling on Instagram. Back in my day, it was Facebook as well, kids. Some of you may not know what that is. But we would scroll. I would look and scroll. I honestly watched YouTube videos. It was just ridiculous. There was no purpose to anything that I was doing. I'm not smarter because of that, by the way. I told myself that. I was like, this will be good for me. I'll know more stuff, see more things. I was not smarter because of watching YouTube before I went to bed. But I would spend hours and hours, and then finally, like, oh, gosh, I got to go to bed because I got to wake up in a few hours. But it was ridiculous. It was a terrible habit that I had. And the thing that kept me there, the thing that kept me in that habit is I would tell myself, hey, you need your phone as an alarm clock. This is what wakes you up in the morning. And so even if I was like, oh, I'm going to spend less time on my phone at night, my phone would still be right next to my bed. It'd be right next to my face because it was what woke me up in the morning. And the best way, because I would keep going back to that habit, the best way that I got over that habit, that I changed that habit, it was so simple. The thing that I did, right, was I bought an alarm clock. I bought an alarm clock and my phone was on the other side of the room and I had an alarm clock and I used that to wake up and I stopped looking at my phone right before I went to bed. And so at Regeneration for Students, what we do is we want to encourage new habits in your life, that it would change the things that you do, that you would take steps towards building new habits that would be beneficial for you, that would help you and grow you in your walk with the Lord and your life in general. So those are new habits. The verse that we have with that is Colossians 2, 6 and 7. It says, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thankfulness. That regeneration for students, our hope and prayer is that your walk with the Lord, that your growth in Christ would not end at the end of those 12 weeks. That's the same thing here at Wake, as we pray that you would not only know the Lord here in this room, that you wouldn't hear the word of Christ and the Bible only in this room, that you would walk out those doors and you would continue to walk in knowing God and walk in your relationship with the Lord. And so the last one, G, H-E-A-L-I-N-G. I spelled that right? H-E-A-L. Yep, I second guessed myself. The last one, L, or sorry. Healing, G, is go and share. Go and share, that the end of regeneration for students would not be the end of your walking with Christ. That what's so cool and what we've gotten to see at Regeneration for Students is that one student walking through Regeneration for Students, one student does not just affect him or her, but it affects their friend group, it affects their family, it affects everyone that they interact with, it affects their small group, that it would be a moment and a place where you get to come to be built up, to be equipped, to be ready to walk in the world. And that you would go and share it, you would go and tell, you would go, not just to get more students to come to Regeneration for Students, but you would get more people to know God and to know Christ, and that they would also get to walk in healing because of the truth of the word and the truth of Christ and the hope that is in the gospel. And so our verse, we have a big one for this. Our verse for this is Psalm 71, 14 through 18. And it just says this, stick with me. But I will hope continually. I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell you of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day. For their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me. I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who come. That would be the cry of our life, that we would walk in healing, that we would walk with the Lord, and then we would go and we would proclaim it, and it would be our anthem as we walk in a world that is looking for something to fill them up. That you would say, hey, it's right here. It's in the hope of Christ, it's in the truth of the gospel, and it is available to you. And so, guys, Regeneration for Students is an additional discipleship program that we have here at Watermark. It is not for the worst of the worst. It is not for the dirty, wretched sinners, but it is for me, and it's for you. You don't have to be brave to come to that. You don't have to stand up and say, this is it, but it is a place where you get to come, that you get to be in a safe place, where you get to talk about things in your life, that you get to take an assessment of what's going on in your heart, and that it gets to be a story that you get to tell and that you get to share, and not a story that you have to hide or feel like it's shameful and that you don't want anyone to know about it. So if you're interested in that process, if you're interested in what we're dealing with, in the healing steps of faith, I encourage you, one, to talk to your leader about it. You can visit watermark.org/regionforstudents if you'd like to sign up. It's coming up here in a couple weeks, January 23rd. But the biggest thing, guys, that I want you to know, that there is a need for it. That there is a need in our lives that we would know the Lord, that we would be built up and equipped for every good work that God has for us. That not just right now, but later on in your life, it would prepare you for the future. That you would have peace about your past, about decisions you've made or things that have happened to you or things you might have done to other people. That you would have peace about your future. That you would not be afraid or scared of what's to come. You'd not be scared about tomorrow or school or the places you're going. And that you would have peace right now in your heart. That you would know God and he would fill you up and he would give you life that comes from him. He would give you the water that flows from the Lord, and it would build you up and it would grow you in a lot of really cool ways. So if you have that want, or you want that, or you want to walk in that, I want you to know, first and foremost, that you are not alone. You are not alone in that. And if you're nervous about that as well, about sharing that with others, I want you to know you're also not alone in that as well. It is an awesome place. If you would, let's bow our heads, and then Jonathan Linder has some closing announcements for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth of Scripture. We thank you for the hope of the gospel. God, we thank you for your love for us and the opportunity that you have given us to live a life with other believers, being surrounded by encouragers in our faith, surrounded by people that know you and love you and that love us. God, I pray that you would speak into our hearts and we would hear your word and your truth. I pray that it would affect everything about us. And at the end of the day, God, I pray that we would know you more. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.